Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for this another day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. Father God, as we come on this morning, we come with a grateful heart. As we come on this morning, Father God, we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day and we thank you for it. A day we have never seen and a day that we will never see again. We thank you for new mercies, Father God, contained in this day. And Father God, we bless you and we are very grateful that every good and every perfect gift coming from above. We thank you for this platform, Father, where we can meet early in the morning before the rising of the sun, Father, as we gather around the throne, as we gather around the table, as we gather in your presence to hear a fresh word, Father, from your mouth, Father God, from your heart, Father. We want to hear, we want to obey, we want to do, we want to become, we want to please you, Father, and we want your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We ask that you anoint our ears to hear, Father, our hearts to receive and our spirits to obey. And we bless your name forever, forever, and forevermore. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Way Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Lord. Amen. And we bless him, we thank him, and we praise him for this another day. I am Apostle Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe, and we indeed thank you for being here with us on today. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Enjoy the services on today. Amen. And feel free to keep on coming back. Amen. As we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. And amen. We blessed be the name of Jesus. We're still teaching, amen, on the law of obedience, amen, and we're digging in it deeper and deeper and deeper, amen, and the benefits of teaching in series, amen, is you get to suck all the juice, you get all to suck all the juice, amen, and the scriptures, amen, and really receive, amen, the full force, amen, of what the Spirit is saying to the church. And so we want to thank God, amen, for our teachings, amen. Glory be to God. So we found out on yesterday, beloved, amen, that we must mortify the flesh. And in order to be obedient to the Lord, we must mortify the flesh because the flesh is not going to be in agreement to your service to the Lord. Amen. We want to begin on this morning, amen, in the book of Galatians, chapter number 5. And I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation, amen, to make sure that you get what the Spirit is saying. Amen. And so Galatians chapter number 5, let us begin in verse number 16. And it reads as thus. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful desires, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Glory be to God. Beloved, in the King James, amen, glory be to God, verse number 16 and 17 says, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Ooh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. And so, beloved, amen, we see here, glory be to God, in the scriptures where the Spirit is warring against the flesh and the flesh is warring against the Spirit. Your sinful, your flesh is a sinful nature. Your flesh is sinful. And your flesh craves to be fed. Your flesh wants to eat. And I'm talking about more than natural food right here. I ain't talking about no natural food. I'm not talking about your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner. See, we're going deeper than that. Your flesh wants to eat. And it tells us, glory be to God, in verse number 19, what your flesh wants to eat. And most of us have been very accustomed to feeding our flesh and spoiling our flesh like we spoil our children. Whatever you want, I give you. Glory be to God. It tells us in verse 19, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, which is the flesh, the results are very clear. Okay, it breaks it down for us. Okay, sexual immorality. And as we continue in our series, we'll probably break each one of these down for you in case, amen, you're not clear on what these things are. In case you want to act slow, we'll help speed you up. Sexual immorality, purity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. So it didn't even list all the sins. It gave a portion, and then it says, and the such like. In other words, it's a whole long list that goes with this. But the scripture is saying, you know what we're talking about. You know what God's talking about. Then he goes on in verse 21 and says, and let me tell you again. Again, this is not the first time you heard it, and it is not going to be the last time either. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone, underline that word, anyone, so you can stop pointing fingers at your neighbors, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. I didn't say it. I didn't say it. God said it. God said it. Hallelujah. And we blessed be the name. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. We got some interference with the line. Hold on one second. Some people got cut off. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me get it together. Hold on, saints. Amen. Let me just play a little song here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. While we get this together. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Share your love in all I say and do. My
Okay, I believe we are back on now. Okay, we want to apologize for that. Amen, beloved. We are dealing with technology. And, you know, with all of the AI and everything else, amen, that's going on nowadays, glory be to God. And we have interference that's coming around. Amen. But we are back, and we are back on. And to God be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Amen. I pray that everybody can hear me. If you can't, amen, just send me a text. I try to look at the phone. I try not to pay attention to the phone when I'm ministering, amen. But, amen, just send me out a text and I'll know, amen. We want to thank you for those of you who have already reached out to me. Okay, so the devil is a liar and the father of lies, amen, in the name of Jesus. So we see here, beloved, amen, that the flesh wants to eat, and starting in verse number 20, actually verse number 19, it gives us the list of the things that the desire, that the flesh desires and craves. Okay, it's natural, amen, for your flesh to crave these things, but it's up to you, glory be to God, in how you want to live, what you want to do. Because if you are a born-again believer, you have the power. You have the power. Amen. There's no excuse. Greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. Amen. And so to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. So give me 1 second. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. They say they can hear now. Okay. Thank you so much. And to God be praised. So, beloved, there is a battle in the flesh and there's a battle in the spirit. So your flesh wants to eat, okay? The flesh wants to eat. It's craving sin, okay? And the spirit wants to serve God, all right? So it's a battle, see? But it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you, beloved, what you want to do, see? And so Paul describes the two forces in conflict within us. The Holy Spirit and the sinful nature. Okay. Our sinful nature, beloved, is our evil desires or our inclinations that stem, okay, from our bodies. And we can see that circle in your scripture this morning, circle these three in particular. Amen. Verse number 16, it says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. See, so God gave us the answer even before he went into the dilemma. See, if we follow the Holy Spirit, then we don't have to worry about what the flesh wants to eat. See, we just tell the flesh to shut up. You're not going to get fed. Why? Because I don't do those things no more. I don't live that way no more. I'm living in obedience to Christ. And as long as you feed your flesh, you cannot walk in obedience. How can you walk in obedience and you're involved in sexual immorality? How can you live in obedience if you're living a life that's impure or fulfilling your lustful desires? How can you live a life of obedience and you're living a life of idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, and jealousy? How can you live a life of obedience if you are engaging in outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins? How can you obey God if your flesh is indulging in sinful pleasures? And every time your flesh gets hungry, you feed it. A lot of times we feed our flesh when the flesh is not even hungry. I know a woman, she did her son like that. And he ended up obese. Because she would feed him every time he opened his mouth. He wasn't even hungry. And we do our flesh the same way. As soon as our flesh opens our mouth, amen, we give the flesh what we want, what the flesh wants. But you can't live a life in the spirit like that. And if you're not living the life in the spirit, you can't live a life of obedience. Beloved, glory be to God. This is why he tells us here, look in verse 19. He says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. There's no ambiguity here. It's clear. All right? That you're in the flesh. You don't have to, don't judge me. No, that we ain't judging you. We just calling it like it is. Glory be to God. You're not walking in the spirit. You're not living in the spirit. You're a born again believer. The spirit of God is in you. But what's happening? You're quenching the spirit. And while you're quenching the spirit, let me just let you know you're also grieving him. You're breaking God's heart. And you're acting like you just don't care. Long as your flesh gets what your flesh wants. Beloved. And this is what we see going on in this day and time. This is why it's so much ruckus. This is why it's so much confusion. This is why it's so much drama. Glory be to God. Because everybody wants to be a Christian, but nobody wants to live in the spirit. Everybody want to be a Christian, but they letting their flesh tell them what to do. Now, how the heck you a Christian and you just left an orgy over the weekend? The devil is a liar. Glory be to God. Verse number 24, he says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucify them there. You see? Your flesh is supposed to be dead. Here's the scripture right here. I don't know what pastor talking about mortifying your flesh and letting your flesh die. Here's the scripture right here. There's a lot of them. But verse number 24, there you go. Those who belong to Christ Jesus. Do you belong to Christ Jesus? Yeah, I belong to Christ Jesus. Okay, keep reading. Have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and have crucified them there. Didn't he say take up your cross daily? And check this out. He said, you nailed them to the cross. Jesus didn't nail them to the cross. You did. Because you made a decision that you're going to put your flesh to death. You are going to die to self. Why? Because that's the only way you can live to Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In this world, beloved, we face constant tension between the spirit and our sinful nature. But I want to tell you today that they are not equal. They are not opposite, beloved. They are not equal opposite forces. In Christ, we have a victorious and a new resurrection life. We should not be surprised when we experience resistance as we follow the Spirit's leading. The devil is going to try to resist you. But so what? The violent take it by force. He get tough, you get tough. You put the word on it, baby. Put the word on it. The word works. The word works when we work it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Satan is a persistent agitator for rebellion and has had centuries of practice. He's not the new kid on the block. When we do what the Holy Spirit instructs, beloved, we can expect our sinful nature to flare up in opposition. You ever see those children in the department store, in the grocery store, just kicking up, showing off, crying, embarrassing their parents? I want that red lollipop. I want daddy. Kicking and hitting the mama and scratching the mama. Y'all seen it. Embarrassing, right? But that's what your flesh does when you decide you're going to live for the spirit. Kicking up, hollering and screaming. I want this. I know that ain't mine, but I want to have sex with them anyway. Huh? Yeah, well, who they think they are? And you feel these cravings. You don't even know why you're envying the person. Anytime you hear the person's name or don't even want to come near the people, when you get near them, you're feeling some kind of way. The jealousy raging. That's your flesh kicking up and screaming on the grocery floor. Glory be to God. And what? I know what I used to do. Well, I didn't have to have it happen, but maybe two times with my children. Huh? I beat their behinds right there. I gave them a little smack to get your behind in order. One time I was, me and my mother was somewhere, and one of my daughters was acting up, and I slapped her on her thigh, and I looked up, and it was some Caucasian man sticking his head in the window. He was going to report me. I was going to sit right here till they come. Beloved, you guys, spank your flesh. Get your flesh in order. Tell your flesh to die and shut up. Glory, if you're not going to win this battle again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am able to do all things. Hallelujah. When we share our faith with others, it will make us feel foolish. When we serve others, your flesh is going to make you, it's going to attack your motives. Every time you go to do good, amen, it's going to be some type of opposition, some type of resistance. That's why there is a blessing in the pressing. The devil don't want you to do good. The devil don't want you to give. The devil don't want you to serve. And so what? He moves through your flesh. A Christian can't be demon possessed. Oh yeah, a Christian can't be demon possessed. But we see right here through the scriptures that them demons can get in your flesh. The truth of the matter is a Christian can be demon possessed because the demons get in your flesh. Do you need to read it again? Look good. Galatians 6, feed on that today. Satan uses our nature, beloved, to try to hinder the leading of the Spirit. But fortunately for us, each time we follow our sinful human nature, we will receive reminders from God's word, from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there nudging us. Say, come on now. Come on. Come on, Frida. You know better. Come on, Frida. Keep going. Oh, I love the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is right there helping us. So don't do it. Don't say it. Come on, Frida. Repent. Come on, Frida. What's that in your heart? What's that in your heart? Why are you feeling that way towards that person? Oh, the Holy Spirit is checking you now. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. He's instructing us. He's leading us. He's guiding us. He's teaching us. Well, we can't crunch him and tell the Holy Spirit to shut up. No. Next time. No time. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. You can't keep giving people a piece of your mind. You ain't got that many pieces to give away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will give us dependable guidance. All we have to do is listen to him and ask for his power to help you experience the joy and freedom that comes from letting him rule in your heart. He wants to rule. That's what it means, beloved. When we say Jesus Christ is Lord, he's my Lord, he's my Savior. Okay. We know Savior. Okay. We got the Savior part. All right. He saved me from my sins. All right. I confess my sins. He saved me. All right. Okay. Jesus is my Savior. Okay. Now, when you say Jesus is your Lord, the Lord rules. If he is your Lord, he rules. He's your master. He calls the shots. He tells you what's going to be, what's not going to be. He tells you what's Trump. He tells you what you're going to do and what you ain't going to do. See? And you just follow him. You don't fight. You don't debate. You don't argue. No, you just trust him. And simple faith, you say, you surrender all in humility, in submission, in obedience, and with great pleasure. Your will. That's what Jesus did. Not my will, but your will be done. Your will be done. Glory be to God. Beloved, when we look in Romans, I want to show you another scripture this morning. Romans chapter 8. Write that one down. Look at verse 5. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. What you thinking about? You think about how you gonna be naughty? Oh, I'll just do it, you know, and I'll just ask God to forgive me. Ooh, now that's what you call frustrating the grace of God. I gave you the scripture, glory be to God, a couple days ago. Amen. You can look it up yourself. Amen. Do not frustrate the grace of God. What are you thinking about? See, this is why the Lord tells us what to think about, where to keep our mind, meditating on his truth, meditating on his word, meditating on his power. You don't have to be reading a book all day to meditate. Glory be to God. You spend time in God's word every day, amen, and you take a portion of what you read, amen, and you meditate on it as you go. Today, glory be to God, as you go forward, you can have do an honest assessment. Lord, am I living in the spirit or am I living in the flesh? Am I feeding my flesh more than I am feeding my spirit? Because whatever you feed is going to grow. And you have a lot of weak Christians because they feed their flesh more than they feed their spirit. The sin, I'm not talking about food, natural food. And well, that's included too, because gluttony is a sin. You just eating because it's available. You just eating because the buffet tell you to come on in and eat till you drop. And it's a sin. You know you was full 30 minutes ago. You just eating to be eating. See, that's how sin works. No matter how much you get, you want some more. How can a man have a wife and five whores? Well, I'm just going to call it what the Bible calls it. But if you're having sex with a man and you're not married, you're a whore. And the other way around. How can a man be married to a wife, four or five whores, and still want more? And still want more. You know who amazes me? Solomon had 300 wives and 700 concubines. Solomon, you need to quit it. That's 1,000 women. Now, it would take you about 3-4 years, amen, to spend one night with each of them. It'll take you about, they got to wait another 4 years to get their turn again. Huh? Because the more you feed your flesh, the more your flesh wants. That's how we were created, beloved. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God with this vacuum. Glory be to God. So why did God do that? For us to hunger and thirst after righteousness? See, Satan wants to corrupt everything that God created. See, so God created us. So the more we get of God, the more we want of God. We're never satisfied in him. We hunger, we thirst. Amen. Glory. As a deer panteth after the waters, our soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire. That's how God created us. See, but we, the flesh, because the flesh and the spirit is in the battle. See, y'all look, I like wrestling. Not wrestling. Yeah, I like wrestling. No, I like boxing. I don't like wrestling. I like boxing. That's my sport. I know y'all into the Phillies and the Sixers, and my grandson's teaching me the game and all that. All right. I like wrestling. But see, that's how it is, beloved, in this spiritual life. Who's wrestling? Your flesh and your spirit. Who gonna win? Whoever you feed the most. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Ah. Okay, let me check just a couple more scriptures. I'm running out of time. Oh, look again in Romans 8. Okay, I just showed you verse 5. Drop down to verse number 9. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. See, they go another scripture. Well, you know, we all God's children. The devil is a liar and the truth ain't in him. We are not all God's children. Don't you? I know it sounds cute and sounds religious. It is not scriptural. We are all God's creation. We are not all God's children. To be God's children, you must be born again. All right, let's read the scripture one more time. Verse number 9. Here you go. Verse number 9. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ in them do not belong to him at all. The Spirit of Christ comes to live in you the moment you gave your life to Christ. If the Spirit of Christ is not in you, it's real simple. You don't belong to him. But the sad situation, beloved, if you don't belong to him, we can't expect you to live in the Spirit. Glory be to God. But you have those who are born again, quote unquote, still not living in the Spirit because they don't yield to the Spirit's control. So how are you going to obey Christ? And then if you don't obey Christ, how are you going to live in the fullness? How are you going to live in the blessing that he wants to give you? And here you are, a disobedient child. The Bible tells us the wrath of God comes against the children of disobedience. You want to be blessed on the same level as everybody else. No. Baby, let me tell you something. Payday is coming. God is not unjust. He's not unjust. That's why you just got to keep doing right. Keep doing right. Okay, I'm gonna have to pick up here tomorrow. Let me close with Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's look at verse number 23. And it reads like this. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Say, we closing with the answer now. We closing with that. The Holy Spirit always going to give you the remedy. Glory be to God. He says here, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and your attitudes. Put on the new creature created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. The Holy Spirit, beloved, that's what the Holy Spirit is here for. Glory be to God. Let your mind be renewed in God's word, God's spirit, God's power. Then he goes on in verse 25 and says, stop telling lies. Stop lying. You ain't going nowhere with your lies. It's just a temporary fix. You think you got over. You're going to reap the consequences for those lies. He says, so stop lying. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all part of the same body. It's a very good scripture for you to meditate on today, beloved. Ephesians chapter number 4. See, not only are we in trouble when we lie to God, amen, we're in trouble when we lie to our neighbors, because a lie ain't nothing but a lie, because the real person you're lying to is yourself. Whoo, Lord, we say thank you. Beloved, don't let your flesh send you to hell. Get your flesh out of the way. What I want to, my time is up. Let me take another 3 minutes here, and then we'll pick up here tomorrow. I have to show you this. I wanted to show you yesterday. I want to show you this today. How your obedience leads to righteousness, 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 righteousness. Okay. Write these scriptures down. Just write them down. Amen. Romans, amen, chapter number 6. Let me show you these three scriptures and we'll be finished for this morning. Amen. Romans chapter number 6. Let us go to verse number 16. And it says this, verse 16, Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether to sin unto death, because the wages of sin is death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Okay, you got that? So we see here where our obedience, amen, leads to righteousness. Now, drop down to verse number 19 in that same chapter. And it says this, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness, we talked about the work of the flesh in Galatians, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Woo, my God, hallelujah. All right, wait a minute. Okay. Now, write this scripture down. Amen. Ephesians, amen, chapter number 4. okay? Verse number 24, write this scripture down, all right? It says this. It says, hallelujah. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So, beloved, I've given you three scriptures here to show that your obedience leads to righteousness. Wait a minute. I got one more. I can't close. Amen. Hallelujah. Without giving you one more. Amen. God, as a matter of fact, I got two more. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2 and 24. Write that scripture down. Amen. Glory be to God. 1 Peter, amen, chapter 2. All right. Let us look in verse number 24. This is what it says. It says, he, Peter 2:24. Carry out sins as body so that we led to sin. For what? Okay, that's not what I made. It's 2 Peter. All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Give me one second here. First Peter 2:24. Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay, here you go. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, aren't we talking about mortifying the flesh? Being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes, ye were healed. Woo, beloved, you can't even be righteous, amen, unless you're living in obedience. All right, I got my closing scripture here. Glory be to God, hallelujah. All right, Romans, chapter number 14. I'm turning with you. And go down to, write this down, Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Beloved, I've given you five scriptures this morning. And if that don't do it, I ain't got nothing to say to you. Your obedience leads to righteousness. How are you going to serve God and you're unrighteous? How are you going to heaven and you unrighteous? How do you call yourself a Christian and you're unrighteous? Your obedience to God. And we gave you some practical steps on yesterday. Glory be to God. Of what to do. Amen. So you can start lining your life up in obedience. The bottom line is this. Are you serious or not? I continue to repeat the late Viola Mans, either you is or you ain't, you tis or you taint. How serious are you? It's so easy to be comfortable in our sin, mediocrity, in our comfort zone, doing what everybody else is doing what the flesh is doing, you know, doing what, you was raised up to do. They meant well, beloved, glory, but they was leading you in the wrong direction. But the Holy Spirit is yearning. He loves us so much. Amen. He pleads with us. Amen. Stop shutting God out. Stop shutting him out. Pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is telling you. He's in your best interest. He told Saul to destroy the enemies. Why? Because he was looking out for their best interest. He was looking out for their destiny. He was looking out for, God will never throw you under the bus. He loves you.
He has a plan to bring you to an expected end. He wants you to be healthy, wealthy, wise. He wants you to live an abundant life. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, above and not beneath, in the front and not in the back. You can't do it if you're not going to listen to him. Get your flesh out of the way. Mortify it. Put it to death. Do you not that I ain't feeding you today? I'm not natural. The fasting works too, but those other habits. He said, lay aside the weight and the sin that keeps tripping you up. You know the things you're doing that's ungodly. Trying to get permission from God. You know you wrong. The Holy Spirit told you you was wrong before you found it in the Word. You wrong. I don't care what it makes your flesh feel like. I don't care how much money it puts in your pocketbook. I don't care how much gratification it gives you. You're wrong. Woe unto them who call right wrong and wrong right. Come on and get it together before it's too late. Get it together before we get a phone call and find out that you transitioned out of here with that junk in your heart. We don't want to go to that type of funeral. We want to come rejoicing, baby, because everybody gets a day. Get your life right. It's not no joke. It's not no joke. Body has an appointment with death. Ain't nothing you can do to wiggle your way out of it. Get your heart right with God. Bring that flesh under subjection. Tell that flesh not no more. We don't do that no more. Flesh don't live, sin don't live in. We don't practice sin. Sin is no longer my master. I made Jesus my choice. Father God, in Jesus' name, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God, for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We say thank you for clearing up the interference. We don't know what caused the lines to drop, Father God, but we thank you, Father God, for that we communicate here in this ministry. We want to say thank you that we look out for one another here in this ministry, and we want to say thank you for the word of God that will never return into us void, return into you void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. We bless you, we thank you, and we magnify you. Thank you for the word. Father God, thank you for helping us. God, we love the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit showing us the way, because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know where we're going. We ain't got a clue. But Father God, we don't have to guess. All we have to do is follow. And we say thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father. If we've grieved you, if we've quenched you, Father God, in any way for our lifestyle of disobedience and living, Father God, in carnality, Father, we ask that you would forgive us sincerely. We are godly sorry. And from this day forward, Father, we ask that you would help us to do better. Help us to help ourselves. Help us to say yes. Help us to surrender. Help us to submit and help us to obey. And we say thank you, Father. We say thank you for the rewards that's attached to obedience. Thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. There it is. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. We'll be at the altar of prayer today, praying. Look, pray till your flesh die. Ask the Lord to help. Ask the Lord to show you how to mortify your flesh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that you might live in the spirit. Live in the spirit. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We want to live in the spirit. Hallelujah. That was that last verse. Amen. And Galatians chapter 5:25. It says, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. That's a good scripture for you to meditate on today. Just take Galatians 5:25 and feed on that. That'll make you fat. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Amen and amen. All right, Father God, if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, stop playing. Amen. Believe. Amen. Just ask God to forgive you. Open your heart and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank God for erasing your sins away, washing your sins away. Amen. And start your life anew in him today. That's all you got to do. And keep going. Don't slow down. Don't back up. Don't turn around. Keep following. Amen and amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, every spirit. We nullify it. We cancel it. We destroy it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, Father God, we condemn. Glory be to God. We cancel bad news, tears, sorrows, accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, gas explosions, home invasions, any form of bad news. We put it under the blood of Jesus and say, not so. Glory be to God. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Everybody have a wonderful, glorious, fantastic day today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Come on, sing.
I surrender.
pouring out my life, grace.